an interesting observation is that extreme programming is probably the most popular methodology ever to be released within the development community. Developers actually want to follow it, and very few processes can claim that. Most processes are geared towards management who are trying to pretend to manage and not actually doing the job, and they force it on the developers. Along comes extreme programming, and developers want to follow this, and they can't convince management to let them do it because management doesn't understand it. And it's interesting, though, like everybody says, well, extreme programming's got a cool name, therefore that's why it's popular. Well, a cool name will get you 5 or 10 minutes worth of attention, and that's it. One of the things that I think that's so attractive about XP is that, well, it focuses on the important things to software developers, which is doing a quality job and to spend their time wisely. But all of the artifacts are text. They're, you know, all at least the major artifacts, you know, the acceptance tests, unit tests, source code, CRC cards, user stories, most of which are models, by the way. So, you know, we do a lot of modeling. It's just not a bunch of, you know, UML diagrams. And the XPers will also do whiteboard sketches, things like that. But for the most part, the things that are on the critical path are all text. And I think it speaks, like, so many people like that because they're non-visual in general. But we don't know because nobody's ever actually done any solid research on this. So I've invited the academic community for a couple of years now to start looking into this. Because if it's true, then that tells me that a lot of the stuff that they've been preaching for 30 years is based on false assumptions.